بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 47th session and we are inshallah we have already began lesson number 28 in the last class, so we can look at it any little bit before we go any further. In fact, we did not finish the key. Actually, we were in the process of reading it. We had reached up to page 95, but we didn't finish it, okay? So what we want to do today is we want to just quickly look at what we talked about last week, what we read from the key, lesson number 28, and a couple of points, and maybe look at least the irregularities in the verb forms. First thing is, in this lesson, we learned the following. On page 93, the English key in the back of the book for lesson number 28, it says we learned the naqis verbs. These are verbs which have waw or ya as the third radical. For example, da'a, yada'u, baka, yabki, nasiya, yansa. Okay, the first thing is that, as we know from previous lessons, the fi'l al-mu'tal. The mu'tal verbs are of three types. They are those that have a weak letter, harf illa, in the beginning of the verb, on the first radical. That's called mu'tal al-fa. And its name is called what? Mithal. And the second type has the harf illa, the weak letter. On the ayn, it's called mu'tal al-ayn. And this one, its name is al-ajwaf. And this lesson 28 is dealing with the third type, which has the weak letter on the lam of the root, that is the which is called al-mu'tal al-lam, and its name is al-naqis. So the naqis means that the last letter of the root of the verb is a weak letter. It is either waw or ya. So for example, we have da'a yada'u. Da'a yada'u. That alif in da'a is originally waw, as we see in the mudari verb yada'u. And in baka, the alif maksura in baka is originally ya, as we see in the mudari yabki. So, and in the last one, we see the ya clearly, nasiya yansa. So, what we're saying here is that the third radical of the fi'l naqis is either waw or ya. The second thing, these verbs undergo the following changes. In the madi, we said that it undergoes what kind of changes? We said both the waw and the ya become alif in pronunciation. In writing, waw is written as alif manduda, straight up, and the ya is written as alif maksura. But both of them are pronounced as an alif, because alif mamduda and alif maksura are both pronounced the same way. They're alif, right? So, da'a, he invited, or he prayed, is originally da'a-wa. Da'a-wa. So it's waw. The weak letter is waw. Baka, he cried or he wept, is originally ba-ka-ya. Baka-ya. So it is, the weak letter is ya. The ya remains unchanged if the second radical has kasra, as in nasiya. You see the ya as in its normal form. But in the other two, the waw and the ya has been transformed into an alif. That's how you have da'a and you have baka. But originally it's waw and ya, as opposed to in this one, when the second radical has a kasra, the ya at the end of it remains as a regular ya. It's not transformed into alif maksura or alif mamduda. It remains as a regular ya. So you see nasiya, and you see baqiya, and you see, for example, khashiya. Okay, so this is the first thing. The origin of these verbs is originally waw or ya. The weak letter in the fi'l naqis is originally waw or ya. Second thing is in reference to the third person masculine plural. Hum. Third person, masculine, plural. The third radical is omitted if the verb has isnad to the plural of the third person, masculine, plural. Yani, if the verb is connected to this pronoun for the third person, masculine, plural, hum, yani, then the third radical, yani the weak letter, is deleted. Okay, so da'au, yani hum da'au, they invited, was originally da'awu, da'awu. But the weak letter and its vowel, the vowel with the dhamma, is deleted. So it became da'au, da'au. And same, and likewise, bakau, they wept, is originally bakayu, yani the ya, the weak letter, has been deleted with its vowel. So you have bakayu becomes ba, if you delete the ya with the dhamma, it becomes bakau, bakau. As far as nasu, they forgot inam. The weak letter is the third, yeah, in the naqis is always the third letter. It's always the third letter. It's always the weak letter, naam. So originally you have, yani in da'a, yad'u, originally it is da'a wa. The waw is the weak letter. And in baka, yabqi, it's originally baka ya. So the ya is the weak letter. Alright, so the weak letter is the one that is generally deleted if there's any kind of change or irregularity. So as far as nasu, they forgot, it is originally nasi, yani from nasiya, nasiyu. But the weak letter ya with its dhamma, if it's deleted, it becomes nasi followed by wow. And that's inappropriate in Arabic, so they change the kasra to a dhamma, so it becomes nasu, nasu. Okay? These are some of the changes that are taking place. The main thing that we need to look at is when you have the third person masculine plural hum, know that the weak letter is going to be deleted in each of these forms. Da'awu, bakayu, and nasiyu, all of them, the weak letter, the third letter, the waw or the ya is going to be deleted. Huh? Well, I mean, it's not. It seems that the reasoning behind this is because the form of the word is a little bit difficult to pronounce, and it's easier just to delete it. So normally, if they're going to delete something, they delete the weak letter, and it is certainly easier to say da'aw than da'awu, da'awu. That's yani bakayu, bakaw, nasiyu. Nasau, nasu, nasu. It's easier. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, the next thing that it says is that the third radical, yani this is in reference to the third person feminine singular. So we have two pronouns that we're looking at. We're looking at third person masculine plural and third person feminine singular. Hum and hiya. That's where changes are taking place, okay? As far as the third person feminine singular hiya, we have the third radical, the weak letter, is also omitted if the verb has isnad, if it's connected to the third person feminine singular because of iltiqa sakinain. So originally you would have had da'a, right? Huwa da'a, hiya da'at. And because da'at has iltiqa sakinain, yani the alif before the ta has sukoon and the ta has sukoon. So the weak letter, the aleph, is deleted. It becomes da'at. And baka, bakat, becomes bakat. Is that clear? What's happening there? I mean, the reason for the deletion here is because, for example, you have da'a, right? Da'a. Huwa, da'a. Hiya, da'at. Right? Like? Shariba, sharibat. Right? You get this ta at the end. Jalasa, jalasat, right? So this ta at the end, in this form of the verb da'a, huwa da'a, hiya da'at. You have sukoon followed by sukoon. So because of iltiqa'i sakinain, this weak letter is deleted, which leaves you with what? Da'at. Da'at. Okay? That's what happened here. And the same thing with huwa baka. Baka, hiya, bakat. Baka, bakat. We have sukoon and another sukoon here, back to back, two sukoons. So, You have to get rid of this weak letter here, and it becomes Baket. Da'at Baket. That's where the deletion comes with the feminine third person singular. And we don't have this problem with the verbs like Nasiya, Baqiya, Khashiya, because you don't have Iltiqa Sakinin, right? Like you have Khashiya, right? Khashiya. Huwa Khashiya. Hiya, what? I'm sorry. Khashiyat. Naam. Khashiyat. You don't have any iltiqa sakinain, so there's no problem here with deletion for this type of verb that has kathra. Khashiya, baqiya, and so on, like this. Then they said the third radical, we're on page 94, second, third line, the third radical is restored to its original form if the isnad is to the mutaharrik pronouns. Yani like tu, ta, and ti, these kind of mutaharrik or na. The mutaharrik pronouns, in this case the waw becomes waw and the ya becomes ya. For example, they return to their original form. So you say, da'autu, da'auta, da'auti. Yani from da'a, da'at, the waw comes back. Da'autu. Da'auta, da'auti, da'auna, da'autum, and so on. The waw comes back, and likewise the ya comes back in baka, yani baka. You say, yani baketu, yani baka, bakat. You say, yani with the mutaharrik pronouns, you say baketu, baketa, baketi, Bakayna, and so on. Alright, so the waw and the ya come back in these verbs when you connect them to mutaharrik pronouns. After that, we went to the mudari. Went to the mudari, and we said a number of things. The first thing, we're talking about mudari marfu'un. Yani, we didn't do the mudari mansub, and we did not do the mudari majzum. But we did do the mudari marfu'un. And we said that the dhamma of the third radical is lost in huwa, anta, ana, and nahnu. For example, you say huwa yad'u, anta tad'u, ana ad'u, nahnu nad'u. Okay, originally yad'u and tad'u and ad'u and nad'u is originally yad'u. This yad'u here, yad huwa yad'u, yad'u. It is originally yad'u, like yakhruju, like what? I'm sorry, yakhruju. Originally, like kharaja, yakhruju, or kharaju. I'm sorry, this is jim. Yakhruju, naam. In other words, there should be a dhamma at the end on the last letter. That dhamma on this last letter here is deleted. The vowel itself. The letter remains, but the vowel is deleted. So you say huwa yad'u, anta tad'u. Originally it should be tad'u wu, nad'u nad'u wu, ad'u ad'u wu. But the vowel is deleted. Okay, so it's just a matter of that vowel is not going to be there on that type of verb. And the same thing with baka yabki. Originally it is yabkiyu, as in the verb jalasa yajlisu. Yani the vowel, yajlisu, the last vowel in the last letter, the dhamma is deleted. So baka yabki, originally it is yabkiyu. Abkiyu, tabkiyu. Okay, what are we saying here? From this verb, baka. Baka, yabki. Huwa yabki. Yabki, we're saying yabki, but originally it is yabkiyu, like yejli su. Yejli su. This vowel here is deleted, so it becomes huwa yabki, anta tabki, ana abki, nahnu nabki, instead of nabkiyu, abkiyu, tabkiyu. Okay, so that vowel is deleted in the mudari form for these verb forms. And likewise, the verb nasiya, yensa, yensa, nasiya, nasiya, yensa. Yensa is originally yensayu, yensayu, like yaftahu, like yaftahu. But this dhamma here on this type of verb is deleted, so instead of yensayu, instead of yensayu, it just becomes yensa without the dhamma. Yensa, ansa, nensa, tensa, anta tensa, not tensa you. Okay, so this is the first change in the mudari, that the dhamma vowel is deleted from these forms of the verb, the dhamma that should be there, as it normally would be in this type of verb. The second thing that is in reference to the third person, masculine plural again, hum, third person, masculine plural. It says the third radical is lost before the pronoun of the third person masculine plural. For example, yada'una. They, masculine invite, is originally yada'uwuna. Yada'uwuna. He's saying what? Yada'una. Yada'una, this is hum, hum. Third person, masculine plural, yada'una. Is originally yada'u'una. Yada'u'una. It's originally what? Yada'u'una. But when the weak letter, the third radical of the verb, is deleted, it becomes yada. Oh, here, going to here, yada'una. That's how we get this yada'una. It's originally what? Yada'una. So he's saying that the third radical, the weak letter, yani da, ayn, waw, the weak letter and its vowel is deleted again as it was in the previous one. Okay, third person, masculine plural, this is deleted. Originally, it should have been yada'una, like yak. Tubuna, like yaktubuna, but the third letter, the ba, and here it is the waw, is deleted with its vowel. And then they said, there's another matter here that we should pay attention to, and that is, note that ar-rijalu yada'una and an-nisa'u yada'una both have the same form. And that is because in ar-rijalu yada'una, the verb yada'una is changed from what? Yada'uuna. But this is deleted, so it became yada'una. As far as an-nisa yada'una, this is the original form of the verb. Yani there's no change in it. It is on the pattern of yaf'ulna. Yaf'ulna yada'una. Hunna, naam. Hunna. Yaf'ulna or yada'una. So what happens then in this case is that the masculine third person plural and the feminine, yani hunna, the feminine third person plural, they end up with the same verb form. So from the context of the sentence, you have to know the difference. But when you see it in the mudari, when you see the third person plural, masculine and feminine, they both have the same form. So don't be surprised at that. One of them, hunna, it is its original form, and hum is a yani irregular form, yani after the deletion of the weak letter. Okay, if you turn to page 95 on the top of the page, it says Yabakuna, they weep, is originally Yabki Yuna. Yani from Beka Yabki. Beka Yabki. So it's plural is Yabki Yuna. Yani from Beka Yabki, right? You get from Beka Yabki, the same verb, Beka Yabki. Plural, you get Hum Yabki Yuna. Yabki Yuna. Yabki Yuna. So this form, Yabki Yuna, Yani, what happens is that the weak letter, the last letter, the ya, the weak letter, and its vowel is deleted, so it becomes what? Yab, ki, with wow, right? So, because of this problem here of the inappropriateness of the vowel, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, we change it to yab kuna, yani, we change this kasra here to a dhamma, so it'll be appropriate with the wow, it becomes yab kuna. Yabkuna. Originally it was what? Yabki Yuna. When you delete the ya with this vowel, then you get yab with the kesra here, ki followed by wow. So we change this kesra to a dhamma to be appropriate with the wow, it becomes yabkuna. Taib. And likewise, yansauna is originally yansayuna. Yansauna. Yansauna is originally what? Yansayuna. 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 Okay, originally it's yani from Nasiya Yensa. The plural Yensayuna. Yani hum Yensayuna. So what happens here is again the weak letter, the third radical, is deleted with this vowel, and you come up with what? Yensauna. Yensauna. That's where it comes from. In any case, all of this is showing the derivation, how these irregularities came about, what happened, and most of the time what happened is that the weak letter is deleted. Anytime you see irregularity, 9 times out of 10, what happened is that the weak letter is deleted. Sometimes the vowel may have to be changed because it's not the vowel combination doesn't work. You have kesra with wow or something like this, okay? So because of that, the vowel may be changed. But basically what's really happening here in all of these different irregularities is that the weak letter is being deleted. That's what's happening. So whenever you do the conjugation of the verb, you have to look. If you see anything unusual, probably it's because the original form of that verb, the weak letter was deleted from it. And then it came with this form that you see here now. Naam. Hum yansauna. Naam. Hum. Third person, masculine, plural. The madi. Past tense? No. This is present tense.
This is present.
No.
This is
mudari. This is mudari, yes. You said make it madhi? If you make it madhi, there won't be any prefix on the beginning of the verb. Yen. Ya and na and ta. Those are mudari letters. Yansauna, hum yansauna. That's it, yansauna. Past tense? Nasiyu. Nasu, nasau, nasau, nasiyu. Now. Nasu. Yani originally it was nasiyu, becomes nasu. Now. Tayyib. Okay, one more thing here, right? And that is, the last thing that we covered last week is the third radical is also omitted before the pronoun of the second person feminine. Okay, most of the irregularities is in second person third person, masculine plural, or in second person, feminine singular. Okay, so here it is, the second person, feminine singular, NT. The third radical is also omitted before the pronoun of the second person, feminine singular. For example, tada'ina, you, yani singular, feminine, when you're addressing the feminine directly, you invite is originally tada'uina, tada'uina. So after the omission of the waw along with its vowel, the waw and its vowel, which is kasra, tada'uina, when the waw and its vowel is deleted, the verb becomes tada'u followed by ya. The dhamma of the ayn is changed to kasra because of the ya that is following. And it's changed to the kasra to be appropriate for the ya, because the dhamma is not followed by ya in Arabic. So what we have now, the form of it is anti tada'ina. The form that we have here is anti tada'ina. Anti tada'ina. I'm sorry, it should be ta. Tada'ina. This anti tada'ina originally it was what? Tada'uina. Tada'uina. Originally it's what? Tada'uina. So what happened is the weak letter, of course, is deleted, right? And we have tada'u followed by ya. And that's not appropriate, so we get rid of this and make it a kasra, and it becomes what we have here, tada'ina. That's anti tada'u wina becomes anti tada'ina. Yeah, it's part of the studying the Arabic language to know the origin of things. That's part of the study. This is part of the study of sarf in Arabic language, to know how words are derived. That's a whole study in Arabic language. Okay, the same way that people study how sentences are composed from words, separate words. So likewise, how are words composed from separate letters? Okay, that's a study in Arabic language. So if a person doesn't know this, it's okay. You don't have to know it. It's like anything else. If a person doesn't know grammar, he doesn't have to know it. He can just say anything and people might still understand him. Like if somebody says to you, me need food. Okay? He doesn't know grammar, but if he says, me need food, you understand what he's saying. Okay? So you get the point, right? Yeah. But the point, what I'm saying is that there are certain aspects of Arabic language that a person may not have and still be able to communicate. But will you be able to master Arabic language? No. Because these are things that you have to know in order to understand the functioning of the language. How does it actually work? Like, maybe you will memorize the way the verbs are conjugated, you just memorize it and not know how it came to that. If you memorize it and your memory is very strong, maybe you won't get stuck. You'll go. You'll be alright. But if you get stuck, you won't be able to figure it out because you don't know how you came up with that. I mean, it's like a person who knows how to do a math equation. They don't really know how the steps are, but somehow they just know how to get it done. Okay, so they get it done. But if you ask them, how did you do it? They say, I don't know how I did it, I just do it. Okay, so some people can get by with that, but other people can't. Other people gotta know the steps. This is how you do it, step by step by step. And then if they follow those steps, they get it right. But without those steps, they're gonna get it wrong. The other person, he doesn't need the steps. He just does it somehow. Okay, so it's like that. If you memorize the conjugation of the verb and it's okay with you like that, it's fine, no problem. Okay, so this is just the derivation, how these forms came about, you know, what they originally should have been, you know, and what they are now. Yeah, that's right, for easy speech, now. A little bit louder?
Yet
Tada'uina.
Tada'uina.
نعم أنت تدعوين نعم.
Eliminate the wow and the ayin takes the kasra.
Yeah. When you eliminate the wow and its vowel, right? The problem is now that you have from tada'uwina, you have tada'u dhamma followed by ya. And this kind of sound is not easy for Arabic. So they don't want that difficult sound, they want easy sound. So when you put kasra with ya, dhamma with wow, fatha with aleph, makes it easy to say. They don't like changing up those vowels from there. So that's why they change the dhamma to kasra to munasib, to be suitable and fitting for the ya that's following. Make it easier to say. Tada'ina. Okay, let's just go on quickly to where we left. This is where we left off last week. What we talked about up until now is what we did last week, okay? Now, we're going to continue reading here, right? Where it says, note that anti tabakina, you, feminine singular, weep, you weep, has the same form as antunna tabakina. Yani the second person, feminine singular, and second person, feminine plural, have the same form. Tabakina. Okay? That is, the singular and the plural have the same form. This is because the verb in the singular was originally tabakina. It was originally tabakina.
Tabkiyina.
And when the weak letter, which is always the letter that's going to be deleted, is deleted with its vowel, then you have what? Then you have tabkiyina. Tabkiyina. And this is the form the way we're going to use it now. Okay? It's going to be anti tabkiyina. And antunna tabkina. But originally, one of them, anti, was tabkiyina, like tajlisina. From jalasa yajlisu, anti tajlisina. So it was originally tabkiyina. But when they deleted the weak letter, then it became the same as the form for the plural, second person feminine plural, also tabkiyina. After the omission of the third radical ya, the verb becomes tabkina. The plural form of the verb is in its original form, yani taf'ilna, taf'ilna tabakina. So tabakina is the plural, in the plural is like tajlisna, tabakina, yani the letter before the noon takes sukun, and then you have noon and niswa, so you have tajlisna, tabakina. And the ya is the third radical. Okay, then we have another form, yani, of the verb tansina. You, feminine, forget. The second radical has fatta. Tansina, because the verb originally was tansayina. It was originally what? Tansayina. And when you delete the weak letter, right? And its vowel, you get what? Tansina. You get, when you delete what? The ya, the weak letter and its vowel, you get tanfata ya. They can work with that, that's a diphthong. A. Tansina. So tensa, yani from nasiya, yensa, tensayina, becomes tensayina. After the omission of the ya along with the its vowel, the verb becomes tensayina. Okay, and this is the end of, yani, what was the mudari marfu'un form. This is the end of the mudari marfu'un form. And like Abu Bakr said, perhaps some of this, the origin and derivation of words, some of it you can live without, inshallah, if you just memorize the conjugation. But when you see irregularities, this will help you to understand what actually happened and how did you come up with that word in the form that it is there now. The rest of what remains is relatively simple. Now, Naam. Yani whatever is appropriate, as long as it's munasib, either you have to have kasra with ya or and dhamma with waw, or in this case it's permissible to have fatha with ya. Fatha with ya, but not dhamma with ya. Because fatha with ya is a diphthong, so that's okay. Naam. Okay, as I say, what remains is relatively simple. It's just a few notes related to the mudari when it is mansoob and the mudari when it is majzoom. And that is relatively simple. It says, the mudari mansoob, the fatta of the third radical, is pronounced in verbs ending in waw and ya, but not in verbs ending in alif. So what do we mean? For example, len yada'uwa. Yani the original, the mudari marfu'un form would be huwa yada'u, right? But if you have len, which makes it what? Mansub. So the sign that the mudari verb is mansub in this case should be fatha, right? So they're saying that the fatha will come there. The fatha will come. Even though originally, remember we said yad'u, huwa yad'u is originally yad'u, like yaktubu. Yad'u, the dhamma is deleted. But if it's mansub, the fatha comes in place. That's what they're saying here. But if it's mansub, you put the fatha there to indicate that it's mansub. Okay? So if you say yad'u, you say len yad'uwa. Yad'uwa. Len yad'uwa. And likewise with baka yabki, we said originally yabki is huwa yabkiyu, but the dhamma is not pronounced. So it becomes huwa yabki. But if it's mansub by len, you say len yabkiya. So the only thing that we're saying here is that if it becomes mansub, the fatha is going to show up. You're going to see the fatha, the sign that it's mansub. Except in the verbs that have kasra in the middle letter, like nasiya or baqiya or khashiya. Naam. Len? No, len is used with the mudari. Len is used with the mudari verb. Len and lem are used with the mudari verb. And ma is used with the madi verb. Ma. Sometimes la can be used with the madi, but only with certain conditions. But len is always used, wa alaykum salam, with the mudari. Okay? And len makes it mansub. The sign that it's mansub is fatta. Unless it's from the verbs where you have hadhf and noon and stuff like that. Okay? But where it would have been dhamma, the dhamma is not pronounced, but if it is mansub, the fatha is pronounced. Okay? Except in verbs like nasiya, they have kasra on the middle radical, on the second radical, nasiya, yansa, tansa, ansa, nahnu nansa. Right? Those verbs that end with alif maksura, we're not going to see the fatha. Even though it's mansub, we're not going to see the fatha. Okay, but the other forms, the first two forms, da'a yada'u and baka yabki, we're going to see the fatha when it's mansub. Otherwise, in the ones that have kasra in the madi, and in the middle letter, we're not going to see it in those verbs. So you say khashiya yakhsha. You're not going to say len yakhshaya. You're going to say len yakhsha. Yani baqiya yabqa, len yabqa. You're not going to see fatha on those verbs. And that's all it is, really. For the mudari mansub, the only thing you got to remember is that for verbs of the type of da'a yad'u and baka yabki, you're going to see the fatha in the mudari if it's mansub, but not in nasiya or baqiya or khashiya or verbs like that. You're not going to see the sign of it being mansub with a fatha. As far as the mudari majzoom, here the third radical is omitted. The third letter, the weak letter, is deleted completely. So for example, you have huwa yada'u here, right? Huwa
يدعو, right? يدعو.
So this يدعو here, what's going to happen is you're going to delete the weak letter completely. So it just becomes, the last letter becomes دال and عين. يدعو. يدعو. That's if it's what?
مجزوم.
By لم or لما or something that makes it مجزوم. The third radical, the واو, has been omitted or deleted. And the same thing with بكى يبكي.
يبكي, right? بكى يبكي. لم مجزوم makes it what? Delete the ya. So it becomes يبكي. Without the ya. يبكي. What shows that it's majzoom? The sign that it's majzoom is harf, hazf, hazf, harf al-illah. The deletion of the weak letter. In this case, the weak letter is what?
Wow.
But in baka yabki, the weak letter is ya.
So how do you know it's majzoom? Because of the deletion of the weak letter, the harf illah. Naam. And then they say what? And likewise, yensa, yani from nasiya, yensa, yen, yensa, tensa, yen, sa. That's written with alif maksura, right? It's originally ya from nasiya, right? So if it is majzoom, you say yen, lam, yen, sa, with fatah, and this. Alif Maksura here, that was originally ya, is deleted completely. Lam, yensa, yada'u, yabki. Alright, that's how it looks when it's majzoom. So what do we see in the majzoom? We just see, if it's majzoom, the harf illa is deleted. The harf illa is deleted. If it's mansoob, you see the sign of mansoob, except in verbs like nasiya and baqiya. Okay? Otherwise, you see the sign of mansoob normally, like regular. So that's easy, right? If it's majzoom, the weak letter is deleted. That's easy. So basically, the mudari, mansoob, and majzoom, there's nothing really much to it. The only one that we have to worry about is when it's marfoon. Marfoon has some complications. Majzoom and mansoob, no problem at all. As far as the fi'l amr, okay, the next point is the fi'l amr. Here, also, the third radical is omitted. Because remember, in the fi'l amr, right? The fi'l amr, like from kataba, يكتبو is what? اكتب. Take sukoon on the end, right? From جلس يجلس اجلس. Take sukoon on the end. So here, in these verbs, what happens, the sign that يعني of the فعل عمر is the deletion of the weak letter on the end. Okay, فعل عمر. Here also the third radical is omitted. For example, you have from دعا يدعو أنت تدعو. أنت تدعو. Because remember the فعل عمر always comes from the second person, masculine singular, right? So, أنت تدعو. If you delete, right? If you delete the حرف مضاري, the تا, right? You end up with what? دل with سكون and عين with ضمة and واو, right? In order to make the فعل عمر, you have to delete the حرف مضاري, the ta. And you, in this case, for these types of verbs, you have to delete the weak letter, the wow. But now you have a word beginning with del with sukoon, right? And remember, just like كتب يكتب, you have to add, what? You have to add hamza til wasl, because you can't begin a word with sukoon. So you're going to add here, for tada'u, you're going to add the hamza til wasl with the vowel dhamma. Udu'u. From baka yabki, yabki, you're going to add kasra, ibki. From nasa, anasiya, yensa, you're going to add kasra, insa, insa. Like, just like jalasa yajlisu, you say what? Ijlis. So you're going to say ibki, ibki. And for example, you say shariba yashrabu, ishrab. So you're going to say insa. Alright? Just like in the normal verbs, you have the same kind of adding of the vowel. Alright? From kataba yaktubu, you have uktub with dhamma. Right? From jalasa yajlisu, you have ijlis with kasra. And from shariba yashrabu, you have ishrab with kasra. Insa. Alright? So this is how you formulate the fi'l mudari. Okay, that's the end of the fi'l mu'tal al-lam, yani the notes concerning it. And what follows, a couple of points, yani the verb yara, he sees. The fi'l madi for yara is ra'a, with ra fatta, hamza fatta, alif maksura, ra'a. But the mudari is yara. Note that the second radical, the hamza, has been omitted in the mudari. So yara is originally yara. This is a very frequently used verb, and so it has undergone this change for ease of pronunciation. Instead of saying yara, you're going to say yara. Ana ara, nahnu nara, anta tara, huwa yara. Instead of yara, nara. You say nara, tara, yara. Okay, so the hamza, the second radical of the original verb, ra'a, the second letter hamza, is deleted just for ease of pronunciation. It's frequently used, and they just want to make it an easy word to pronounce, so that's how they made it. Okay, so just make a note of that hamza, it was originally there in the past tense verb, it's not there in the present tense verb. It's not there. Naam. The sukoon, naam. From the ra, naam. Is replaced by the fatta. That was in the hamza of the second letter. Tara, you see tara, ana, ara, nahnu, nara. Okay, so this is what they're saying here. This particular verb is just an irregular verb by itself. It's a special rule. This has nothing to do with, you know, other types of verbs. This is something particular to this one particular verb. Okay, this is how it works, alright? As far as in the mudari majzoom, yani nara, tara, yara, if it's majzoom, the third radical is lost altogether, like in these other naqis verbs. The third radical is lost in the majzoom. So, ana ara becomes lam ara. Nahnu nara becomes lam nara. Anta tara becomes lam tara. Okay, lam yara, he did not see. Lam tara, you did not see. And so on. The amra of this verb, the fi'l amra for this verb is not used, yani in Arabic language. The word unzur is used instead. If you want to tell somebody, look, see this, look. You don't try to make a fi'l amr from ra'a, but you just say unzur. Okay, so this verb is special. That's number two, okay? Number three, the fourth form of this verb. Yani, not saying look, but saying show something. You're telling somebody to make somebody else to see something, okay? Is Ari means show. It is the amra. Here's its nad. Ari, yani, if you're talking to masculine singular, aru, masculine plural, ari, feminine singular, and arina, feminine plural. Okay? Remembering that the fi'l amra is always used for second person. It's only used for second person. Fi'l amr is used for second person. So it's either masculine singular, masculine plural, feminine singular, feminine plural for second person. Second person, Masculine singular, Ari. Second person, masculine plural, Aru. Second person, feminine singular, Ari. And second person, feminine plural, Arina. And usually you find this with a pronoun. For example, you will say, Arihi, show him. Or Arina, show us. Or Arini, show me. You will learn the madi and mudari of this verb later, inshaAllah. Okay, so the only thing we want to know in number three is this, the fi'l amr form to when you are commanding somebody to show something. Show him, show her, show me. Yani, this is the only thing that we're concerned about right now, is how is the fi'l amr for this verb. And if it's connected to a pronoun, then the pronoun is connected directly to it. Arini, Arina, and so on. The fourth matter is the word ba'd. Yani, when it's used with the fi'l mudari in the negation. And you say, lam akwihi ba'adu. Yani, akwi is from what? Kawa yakwi. Ana akwi. Akwi with ya, right? Akwi, but if it's majzoom because of lam, it becomes akwi, with the weak letter being deleted. Akwi becomes akwi. Lam akwi. I didn't iron it. Lam akwihi. I didn't iron it. Ba'adu yet. Okay, I have not yet ironed it. Ba'adu denotes yet in a negative context. And if you're saying I didn't do something yet, you say ba'ad. Ba'ad. Lam akwihi ba'ad. Here are some more examples. Lam yarji abi ba'ad. Lam yarji ba'ad. He didn't return yet. Who? Abi. Lam yarji abi. Yani from raja'a yarji'u. Lam yarji. Huwa lam yarji. Man abi ba'd. My father has not yet returned. And one other example at the end of these notes on page 97. Lam aktub lahu risalatan ba'd. I have not yet written a letter to him. Yani from kataba yaktubu, ana aktubu. Majzum lam aktub lahu. I have not written to him risalatan, a letter, ba'du, yet. And if you say lam aktub lahu risala, it means what? I have not written him a letter. And I may never write him a letter. But if you say lam aktub lahu risalatan ba'du, that means I intend to write. I just haven't written it yet. Okay, as you can see, what follows the exercises, there are a lot of exercises, right? 21 of them. The ones that we are really concerned about that you need to study are from 12 to 20. From 12 to 20. Yani, because from 12 to 20, 12, 13, and 14 show you the isnad of the verb, yani, of the naqis verb AI group in the madi, mudari, and amr. And from 15 to 17 shows you the fi'l naqis IA group, the madi, mudari, and amr. And 18 to 20 shows you the isnad of the naqis verb AU group in the madi, mudari, and amr. So we're going to see each of these verbs, how it's conjugated in the madi, how it's conjugated in the mudari, and what does the amr look like. Okay, for each one of them. The first three exercises from that group is AI group. The next exercise is IA group. And the third is the exercises for AU group. Yani, AU group is like da'a yada'u. Da'a has fatha and then it takes dhamma. AU group. Da'a yada'u. IA group is like nasiya yansa. It has kasra in the madi, I, and then it takes fatta, nasiya, yansa, and AI group is like what? AI, baka, yabki. Baka, yani has fatta in the madi, kasra in the mudari, AI. Baka, like shariba, AI, that's IA group. Shariba Yashrabu, IA group. Now, AI group is like Jalasa Yajlisu or Nazala Yanzilu. AI. Yeah. Nazala Fatta Yanzilu Kasra. AI. IA Shariba Yashrabu. Shariba Kasra Yashrabu Fatta. Alright, so these 9 exercises are Madi, Mudari, and Amra for each group. AI group, IA group, and AU group. So these are very important, yani, in homework to concentrate on these 9 exercises. As far as the rest of the exercises before that, we're going to start with them right now in class. And whatever we don't finish, inshallah, we'll finish the homework, bi'idhnillah, or as much of it as is possible. Okay? So let's look at, first, let's look at the vocabulary. On the bottom of page 97, the English key in the back of the book. Okay? Let's look at the vocabulary. We have, for example, kawa yakwi. Which group is that? Kawa yakwi. Kawa is fatta in the madi. Yakwi kasra, huh? AI. AI group. Fatta in the madi. It's written there? Oh, yeah, it's written there. I'm sorry. It's written there. AI. To iron. Kawa yakwi. Okay, masha yamshi, to walk. Jara yajri, to run. On the other column, on the other side of it, rama yarami, to throw. Baka yabki, to cry or to weep. Saqa yasqi, saqa yasqi, to give water, to give someone to drink. And also we have Ata Ya'ti, to come. Ata Ya'ti. And we have Bana Yabani, to build. Bana Yabani, like you say what? Buniya, to be built. Buniya. Bana Yabani. Tawa Yatawi, to fold or to roll up something. Hada Yahdi, to guide. Yahdi. Ihdi, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. From the AU group, we have da'a yad'u, to invite or call, to supplicate. Shaka yashku, to complain. Tala yatlu, to recite. It also means to follow. Maha yamhu, to erase. And afa ya'afu, to forgive. Afa ya'afu means to forgive or to pardon. To pardon. Naam. In the last group, IA group, we have nasiya yansa, to forget. Khashiya yakhsha, to fear. Baqiya yabqa, to remain. Tabi'a yatba'u. These are not weak verbs. Tabiya yatba'u, to follow. And waqa'a yaqa'u, to fall. And then we have these vocabulary words. Tahqiq, which means an investigation. Yani, to check something thoroughly, to confirm it. After investigation, careful investigation. Tahqiq. Then you have qumamatun, which means garbage. Naharun means the daytime. Yameenun, right hand. Yasarun, left hand. Tanawulun. Tanawulun, taking or eating something. Tanawulun, to take, naam. Ilahun, something that is worshipped, a god. Qawmun, people. Laylun, night. Turabun, dust or surface soil. Ahlun means a people, like Ahlu Kitab, Ahlul Kitab. Mumazzaqun means something that has been torn. Hadiyatun is a present, a gift. Ashabun is people or companions. Alright, so Annie, let us look at the Arabic dialogue on page 193. For lesson 28, page 193. الدرس الثامن والعشرون. الدرس الثامن والعشرون. 28th lesson. Let us translate these two pages. MashaAllah. How's the weather right now here? It's okay? Alhamdulillah, good? Fadl, fadl. Tayyib. Naam. Okay, we have Ibrahim and Su'ad. Ibrahim is the father, and Su'ad is who? The daughter. Ibrahim and Su'ad. Okay, Ibrahim says, the father says, ماذا تفعلين يا بنتي? What are you doing, O my daughter? She says, huh? Huh? I couldn't hear you. Oh, I'm sorry. Got it? Okay. Naam. تفعلين أنت تفعلين تجلسين تأكلين أنت طيب ماذا تفعلين يا بنتي she says أقوي بناتي you have yeah I have بنتي طيب no problem ما ليش ما في شيء أكوي الثياب التي غسلناها أمس يعني she says what أكوي الثياب التي غسلناها أمس meaning I am what ironing okay ironing the clothes that we washed yesterday. التي غسلناها. We washed it yesterday. Or we washed them yesterday. ثياب. يعني ثياب is the plural of what? ثوب. Naam. I am ironing the clothing which we washed them yesterday. Ibrahim says, أكويتي القميص الأبيض كوى يكوي أكويتي have you ironed القميص وعليكم السلام الأبيض have you ironed the white shirt نعم كويته I ironed it يعني from كوى يعني كوى كوت يعني أنا كويت أنت كويت نعم نعم كويت هو I earned it Ibrahim says والقميص الأخضر and the green shirt what does he mean and the green shirt yeah, have you ironed that also that's why القميص is فتة الأخضر it's منسوب why is it منسوب because it's understood the تقدير is أكويت أكويتي القميص الأخضر أيضا have you ironed the green shirt also that's the meaning of it يعني did you iron the white shirt she said yes I ironed it he said and the green one meaning did you iron that one also Yeah, it means that it's a continuation of the question. أكويتي القميص الأبيض والقميص الأخضر. نعم. واو العطف. واو العطف means joined to what was before. She said لا لم أكويه بعد. Meaning? No, I have not ironed it yet. سأكويه الآن إن شاء الله I shall iron it now, inshallah. Yani, from kawa yakwi, ana akwi. Akwihi. Ibrahim, the father, says, wal manadilu akawaiti akawaitiha. And the handkerchiefs. Have you ironed them? Have you ironed them? Akawaitiha. Yani al manadil. Why is it akawaitiha and not akawaitihum? Since al manadil is plural. Huh? Zayrakal. He was here earlier. Tayyib. Su'ad says, Ummi kawatha fi sabahi. My mother ironed it this morning? Aywa. My mother ironed them. Al manadil, plural. Ummi kawatha has feminine singular, referring back to manadil, ghayra akil, plural. Ibrahim says, aturidina, yani anti, aturidina, antaquli li shay'a, antaquli li shay'a. What is the meaning of this? Naam, do you want to say anything or something to me? أتريدين أنت تريدين like تفعلين تجلسين أتريدين أن تقولي. What is the إعراب of تقولي? What is this word تقولي? أتريدين أن تقولي ها huh? Is it a noun or a verb? Or a preposition? Taquli, huh? Verb, what kind of verb? Madi or mudari or amr? Mudari. Marfoon or majzoomun or mansoobun? Mansoob. What is the sign of it being mansoob? Huh? Hadf. Thubut. حذف النون حذف النون حذف النون أن تقولي is originally what? تقولين تقولين like تريدين تقولين but it's منسوب بأن and the sign that it's منسوب is حذف النون. Do you want to say something لي to me يعني شيئا? سؤال says نعم إن زميلتي سلوى دعتني إلى بيتها هذا المساء فأرجو أن تسمح لي بالذهاب إلى بيتها بعد صلاة العصر. نعم إن زميلتي سلوى دعتني إلى بيتها هذا المساء. What does that mean? My classmate Salwa, naam, my classmate Salwa invited me, da'atni, to her house this evening. Evening, al-masa's evening. Night is al-layl. Fa'arju an tasmaha li bil-dhahab ila baytiha. I request, I hope that you will permit me, give me permission. بالذهاب to go to her house بعد صلاة العصر after صلاة العصر. طيب tell me about the verb دعتني. What is its original form? نعم دعات هو دعا هي دعات. So what happened to it? التقى الساكنين. So we deleted the harf illa, the weak letter, the alif, the atni. Naam. Okay, Ibrahim says, اذهبي ورجعي بعد صلاة المغربي. Go and come back after صلاة Salatul Maghrib. Amina too says, oh, Amina came now. Ya Aba Muhammadin, ta'ala, ta'ala huna wanzur. What does it mean, Ya Aba Muhammadin? Oh, Father of Muhammad, ta'ala huna wanzur. Come here and look, unzur, look. Inna Muhammadan yajri ala sullam. Verily, Muhammad is running on the stairs. Akhsha an yaqa'a. I fear that he will fall. What is the madhi form of the verb yaqa'a? Huh? Huh? The madhi, naam. Qa'a? What about waqa'a, yaqa'u? Waqa'a? Yaqa'u. What type of verb is that? Mu'tal al-fa. Also known as mithal. Waqa'a yaqa'u. Here it is mansub because of an, it became yaqa'a. Akhsha. What is the madhi form of akhsha? Khashiya. Khashiya yakhsha. Naam. Turn the page, 194. Ibrahim says, La tajri ya Muhammadu. Meaning? Don't run, O Muhammad. Ta'ala huna. Come here. Ma hadha bi yameenika. What is in your right hand? Arini. Show me, irmi hadha. Throw this. Hadha turabun. This is dust or dirt or soil. Naam. Arini, irmi. Naam. Irmi is from what form of the. What is this madhi and mudari? Huh? Rama. Rama. Naam. Short, the first vowel is short. Rama, mudari. Yarmi, irmi, naam. Yadkhulu Mahmoodun. Mahmood enters. Mahmood says, Assalamu alaikum. Naam. Ibrahim says, Wa alaikum assalam. Jitta al-yawma mutaakhiran, ya Mahmoodu. What is the meaning? Jitta al-yawma mutaakhiran, ya Mahmoodu. Mutaakhiran, late. What is early? مبكر نعم مبكرا جئت أنت جئت اليوم متأخرا يا محمود فما السبب What is the reason? What is the سبب? What is the reason? محمود says شكوت اليوم أحد زملائي إلى المدير شكوت اليوم ها I complained. I complained against أحد الزملائي, one of my classmates, إلى المديري, to the principal, director, headmaster. فطلبنا إلى مكتبه لتحقيق. فطلبنا. What does that mean? فَطَلَبَنَا What's طَلَبَ? يَطْلُبُ طَلَبَ يَطْلُبُ To request, to demand, to require. طَلَبَ يعني what's the meaning of طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيدَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ Seeking knowledge. Seeking, to request, to seek. طَلَبَ Or to demand, depends on who's doing the talab. If it's the principal, he's not requesting, he's demanding that you come to his office. If it's your child, he's not demanding, he's requesting from you, right? So it depends on who's doing the talab. فَطَلَبَنَا He requested, or he demanded us. إِلَى مكتبه, demanded that we come to his office, للتحقيق, for investigation, to find out what actually did happen. Ibrahim says, لما شقوته, why did you complain against your classmate? Mahmoud says, لأنه دائما يأخذ كتبي ودفاتري ويطوي أوراقها. He always takes my books and my notebooks. ويطوي, from طوى يطوي. What does that mean? يطوي. Nobody? Look. طوى. يطوي. To roll up or to fold up. He folds up my papers. أوراقها. Their papers. Their papers. The papers of my دفتر. Ibrahim says, ما هذه الحلاوة التي معك؟ نعم, what are these sweets التي معك, which are with you? أحدية هذه أم اشتريتها؟ Are they a gift that someone has given to you? Or you have bought them? Them. الحلاوة is plural. حلوة is singular. Mahmoud says, اشتريتها لأن... نعم, اشتريتها. I bought them. لأنني أريد أن أدعو ثلاثة من زملائي إلى بيتنا غدا. Because I want to invite three of my classmates to our house tomorrow. Notice, أريد أن أدعو. What is the إعراب of أدعو? I'm saying the إعراب, what is it? Is it a noun or a verb or a preposition? What kind of verb? Mudari verb. Is it majzum or marfoon or what? Mansoob. Okay, so it's fi'l mudari mansoob bi-n. Walamtu nasbihi fatha. Uridu an ad'uwa thalathatan min zumalai ila baytina ghadan. Ibrahim says, the father, ud'uhum لتناول العشاء بعد غدا. بعد غدا. Call them or invite them لتناول, to take العشاء, dinner, or I don't know whatever you call it, the night meal, بعد غدا, after tomorrow. فسيكون عمك موسى عيدا معنا إن شاء الله. Because your uncle will be with us also. Your uncle Musa is also going to be with us إن شاء الله. نعم. أدعو. What is the past tense of this verb? أدعوهم. And the present tense. دعا. يدعو. نعم. أدعو. أدعوهم. طيب. Alright, let's look at the exercises. On page 195. Next page. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. Number one. ماذا تفعل سعاد؟ ماذا تفعل سعاد؟ What does it mean, the question? What is سعاد doing? She's ironing in Arabic. هي تقوي الثياب. غسلت أو غسلت؟ هي غسلتها. أمسي. طيب, number two. من كوى المناديل؟ نعم أم سعاد كوت المناديل أو كوتها. نعم كوا من كوا أم سعاد كوتها. Number three ما اسم الزميلة التي دعت سعاد إلى بيتها. ما اسم الزميلة التي دعت سعاد إلى بيتها. اسمها سلوى. Or if you give back the full answer from the question, اسم الزميلة التي دعت سعاد إلى بيتها سلوى. Number four. أسمح لها أبوها بالذهاب إلى بيتها. أسمح لها أبوها. What is the meaning of the question? نعم. Did her father permit her, allow her to go بالذهاب إلى بيتها؟ The answer. نعم. سمح لها أبوها بالذهاب إلى بيتها وإلى بيت زميلتها. Number five. إلى من شكى محمود زميله؟ إلى من شكى محمود زميله؟ شكاه إلى المدير. وشكى محمود زميله إلى المدير. Number seven. لما اشترى محمود الحلوى؟ لما اشترى محمود الحلوى؟ نعم. نعم. لما اشترى؟ اشترى الحلوى واشترى محمود لأنه يريد أن يدعو ثلاثة من زملاء إلى بيته. نعم. طيب. Exercise number two. التمرين الثاني. هذه أمثلة للفعل المؤتل اللام. These are what? أمثلة. Examples. For the فعل المعتل اللام known as الناقص. From the AI group we have what? كوى يكوي, which means to iron. مشى يمشي, to walk. جرى يجري, to run. رمى يرمي, to throw. And بكى يبكي, to cry. From the AU group we have دعا يدعو, to invite or to call or to supplicate. شكا يشكو, to complain. تلا يتلو, to recite. محا يمحو. محا يمحو. محا يمحو. اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبعي السيئات الحسنة تمحوها. To erase. نعم. Erase. تمحوها. محا يمحو. عفا يعفو. To forgive or to pardon. اللهم إنك عفو. تحب العفو. فعفو عني. Okay. Exercise number three. Page 196. تأمل الأمثلة. Reflect upon the examples. ثم اكتب المضاري المرفوع والمضاري المجزوم والعمرة من الأفعال الآتية. Then write the مضاري form, the مرفوع form, and the مضاري مجزوم form, and the عمرة from the following أفعال, verbs. Okay? Like for example, بكى, the مضاري, مضاري مرفوع يبكي. أصله, its original form should be with a dhamma on the end, like كتب يكتب. كتب يكتب should be what? يبكي. But the dhamma is removed, deleted, omitted. So we have baka yabki. The mudari majzum lam yabki. From baka yabki, the ya, the weak letter is deleted, becomes lam yabki. And the fi'l amra ibki. Yani again, the ya is deleted. And hamzat al wasl is added. Fabaka yabki ibki. Okay, the second one is from masha yamshi lam yamshi, with the ya being deleted, and imshi. Yani imshi with the ya also being deleted. And then we have kawa yakwi lam yakwi, and ikwi. Ikwi, like ijlis, ikwi, imshi, ibki. Alright, let's complete the rest of them, okay? Somebody take the next one. Go straight across the board, Musa.
Jara, jara, yajri.
Jara, yajri.
Lam yajri.
Lam yajri.
Ijri.
Ijri means what?
Run.
Run, ijri. Now, next one, we'll take the next one. Rama. Huh? No volunteers? No, okay, Abu Bakr. Rama yarmi. Lam yarmi. Uh-huh. Huh? Irmi. Irmi. Naam. Okay, the next one. Bana. What does bana mean?
Yeah.
To build. Bana. What's the mudari?
Yabni.
What's the majzoom?
Lam yabni.
And the fi'l amr? Ibni. Huh? If somebody says ibni. Rama. To throw. Irmi. Ibni means what? Build. Not Ibni, my son. Ibni. No, Ibni. Build. Type. The next one. Saqa, which means what? To give water. To give someone to drink. Saqa. The mudari. Yasqi. The fi'l majzoom. Lam yasqi. And the fi'l amr. Asqi. Note, تحذفوا لام الفعل المعتل اللام في المضارع المجزوم وفي الأمر. What does this mean? تحذفوا لام الفعل المعتل اللام. Say, what does تحذفوا mean? Something will be removed, deleted, حذف. What will be deleted? Lam al-fi'l al-mu'tal al-lam. What will be deleted? The lam of the fi'l mu'tal al-lam. Yani the lam of the weak verb whose weakness is in the lam. The weakness in the lam, the lam will be removed in the mudari, majzoom, as well as in the fi'l amr. The weak letter, yani the lam of the mu'tal lam, it will be deleted. Number four, ikra ma yali. Okay, read. Ikra ma yali. Let's read and translate. Somebody read the first one. Who's volunteer? Musa. Naam. Bana Ibrahim wa alayhi salam al-ka'bata. Meaning? Now, Ibrahim, may peace be upon him, built the Kaaba. Naam, or rebuilt the Kaaba. Kaaba was in existence before Ibrahim. Naam, number two.
The angel built it, right?
Allahu A'lam. It's a disputed matter. Naam. Naam, the second one you're reading? Go ahead. نعم نعم لماذا تجري يا وليد. What is the meaning of وليد?
Small
Naam, that's small, a small walad. Or it's a term of endearment for a walad. Wulaid, dear son. Yeah, like ya bunayya, ya wulaid. So what is the meaning? Limada tajri, or it means small, a small child, very small child. Huh? Limada tajri. What does it mean? Why are you running, oh small boy? Number three. Naam. Naam. La tarmi al-qumamata fi-shari'i ya akhi. What does it mean? Don't throw the garbage in the street, oh my brother. Naam, Ibrahim. Number four. Naam, isqini. Isqini. Naam, isqini. Because remember, isqi, the ya is deleted in the fil amr here, right? Isqini. Man baridan. Meaning? Naam, give me some cold water to drink. Isqini. Naam, number five.
La tabni baytuka fi hadhihi al-qarya.
What's the vowel on the end of it?
Qarya.
Yeah, qarya.
Fi hadhihi
al-qaryati. Okay, read the whole thing again. Aywa. Did anybody hear that the first time? Okay, we'll just wait and see if you're going to fall into it twice. We're not going to let you fall a third time. Naam. La tabni baytaka fi hadhihi al-qaryati. What does it mean?
Don't build your house in this town.
Don't build your house in this town or this village. Number six. Naam, lam ya'ti al-mudiru al-yawma. What does it mean?
The mudir didn't come today.
Lam ya'ti. Originally it was from what? Ata ya'ti. Majzoom harf. Yani hadf harf illa. Lam ya'ti al-mudiru al-yawma. Number seven. Naam, limaza yabki at-tiflu ya aminatu, meaning?
Why is the child crying,
O Amina? From baka yabki, limaza yabki. Number eight. Naam, ijri. Ijri ya waladu. What is the fi'l madi and mudari for this? Huh? Okay, what's the madi form?
Jara.
Jara. And the mudari?
Yajri.
Jara. Yajri. Number nine.
Okay, number nine. Ijri. Ya bintu.
Ijri. Ya bintu. Meaning? O daughter, naam, run, O daughter. Number 10. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم. That's easy, right? Guide us.
So, ihdina here is fil
amr. Naam, from hada, yahdi, ihdi. Ihdi, like ijri. Naam, like ijri, like asqi, ihdi. Ihdi. Nahnu, ihdina, nahnu, as-sirata, al-mustaqima. Ihdi, from hada, yahdi, fi'l amra, ihdi. Ihdi, the same like, isqi, ibni, irmi, iqwi, and so on. Naam, number 11, page 197. Naam, la tamshi fi shamsi, meaning do not walk in the sun. La tamshi. What is the, what type of la is this? La nahiya. How do you know it's la nahiya and not la nafiya? But how do we know he's saying don't do it? Maybe he's saying people don't do it.
Hasfun noon?
Okay, look at the verb, right? This verb, what is the past tense of this verb?
Masha.
Masha. And the mudari?
Yamshi.
So it should have a ya on the end. What happened to the ya? Why is it deleted?
Because
it's majzoom by la nahiya. That's how we know it's la nahiya. Because la nahiya doesn't make the mudari verb majzoom. But la nahiya, the prohibitive la, makes the mudari verb majzoom. And that's why the harf illa is deleted from tamshi. Naam. Fadl, Ibrahim. Naam, akawaiti al-qumsana ya ummi la lam akwiha, lam akwiha ba'du, meaning, did you iron the shirts, oh my mother? No, I didn't iron them yet. Lam akwiha, akwi, the madi is what? Kawa, mudari. Yakwi, ana akwi. Here it is lam akwi. Why? Majzoom. Majzoom bilam. The sign that is majzoom is hadf al harf. Hadfu harf al illa. Taib. Number 13. Read it one more time. هذا القميص هذا القميص يعني اقوي. هذا is the مفعول به and القميص is بدل منصوب. نعم. نعم يا أحمد اكوي هذا القميص ولا تكوي ذلك فإنه ممزق. What does it mean? Oh Ahmed, iron this shirt and do not iron that one. Because it is mumazzaqun. Torn. Torn. It is torn up. Number 14. Naam, Musa. طيب بكم اشتريت هذه الساعة الجميلة يا عبد الله؟ What is the meaning?
How much did you buy this beautiful watch for Abdullah?
Yeah. How much did you buy or how much did you pay? يعني you bought this for how much? You paid how much for this beautiful watch, oh Abdullah? نعم. أنا لم أشتريها. Meaning?
I didn't buy.
إنها هدية من خالي.
It's a gift from my uncle.
It's a gift from my... Which kind of uncle?
Paternal.
Paternal or maternal?
Mother's side or father's side? Mother's side, maternal, no. Number 15. He's reading, yeah. Uh-huh. لا تشتري تشتري هذه السيارة يا أحمد فإنها قديمة جدا. What's the meaning? For verily it is very old. لا تشتري. What's the إعراب of تشتري? نعم إذ لا ناهية والتشتري is the فعل مضارع مرفوع ومنصوب مجزوم نعم. طيب number 16
قال الله عز وجل في سورة
نعم قال الله عز وجل في سورة الفيل ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل. What is the meaning of this? قال الله عز وجل في سورة الفيل. Huh? Allah the Mighty Majestic said in Surah Al-Fil. What's Fil? Surah Al-Fil. Surah the elephant. Okay, so what did he say? How he did what with the elephant? What did he do to the Okay, how he dealt with them. That's a good way of translating, mashallah. That's good, good. How he dealt with them. Kayfa fa'ala. What he did with them. How he dealt with them. Bi ashab al fil. Alam tara. What's the Arab of tara? Tara.
Majzoom.
Naam, majzoom. What else?
Bilam.
Bilam, what else? حرف الإلا ها أز ماضي مضاري مضاري ألم ترى ألم ترى originally it is ترى Oh, you talking about?
Say
that again.
Kaif?
I'm not really hearing the difference. Say it again. Kaifa, kaifa, or? Yeah, but not every word in the Quran is 10 different ways of reading it. Some words. But you're saying some people say kaifa and some people say what? Oh, ala, that's different, yeah. They say this differently too?
They say what?
Oh, sorry, but I didn't even pay attention. I didn't know. Yeah, so, yeah, it's possible. Yeah, I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of that word that they read it like that. And which reading?
Well, vacuum, of course, is kaifa.
Oh, okay. All right. نعم طيب طيب exercise number 5 تأمل المثال ثم اكتب المضارع المرفوع والمضارع المجزوم والأمر من الأفعال الآتية. Okay, same thing. Then write like we did before. The ماضي, then the مضارع مرفوع, and then the مضارع مجزوم, and then the أمر. Like داء يدعو أصله يدعو يدعو but the dhamma is deleted, it becomes يدعو لم يدعو يعني if it's مجزوم the last the weak letter is deleted and the فعل أمر you add همزة الوصل to the beginning and delete the weak letter أدعو أدعو نعم like أدعو إلى سبيل ربك الحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. نعم. Okay, somebody take the first one. شكا. نعم. موسى.
شكا. يشكو.
نعم. شكا يشكو لم يشكو. أشكو. نعم. Next one. تلا. تلا يتلو لم يتلو I'm sorry in here لم يتلو لم يتلو اها اتلو الضمة اتلو اتلو نعم تلا يتلو لم يتلو ان اتلو اتلو next one نعم نعم مها يمحو لم يمحو ان امحو نعم next one عفا again نعم عفا يعفو لم يعفو أن أعفو أعفو نعم what time is it 4:41 طيب okay we're gonna stop here this the next exercise is a long exercise it's a long one all right so the next exercise the reading exercise that's number 6 Practice your reading. Next exercise, number 7, is the same type of exercise that we just did with the past tense. So try to do as many of these exercises as possible. It's a lot of exercise. But let's try to do as many as we can. We're stopping here at 6. So in the next class, inshallah, if you read exercise number 6, and wrote exercise number 7 and wrote exercise number 8 and number 9 and 10 and 11 yeah up to 11 try to do at least up to 11 I'm saying at least up to 11 from 6 to 11 and after that of course The rest of the exercises after that from 12 through 19 12 through 19 are the conjugation, past tense and present tense and command form for these three groups or types of verbs. So So we're going to do 6 through 11 for homework, mandatory. Yeah, and 12 through 19, I advise you to try to do the best you can, as many of them as possible. I mean, basically, they're really just reading. Reading how the verbs are conjugated. They're all just reading how the past tense looks, how the present tense looks, and identify where there's irregularities. That's very important, to see every verb form where there's an irregularity, just to see what it looks like now and what it should have looked like on its normal form, just so you could be kind of aware of it. There's a couple of them that are a little bit tricky, and most of them are just basically deleting the harf illa, basically. Most of it is just that. And after this lesson, we have muda'af and khalas. I mean, it's finished. We're going to do muraja? Huh? Let's do book 4. Yeah, inshallah, we're going to do muraja after that. We only have a few more. Brothers, we only have a few more, inshallah.